effective are the U.S. military's counterinsurgency tactics? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, John Mikolajczyk, associate professor for the Department of History and Military Studies at American Public University, analyzes our current strategies.
General Dave Petraeus, John Noggle, David Kilcullen. These are just a few of the luminaries that wrote the United States Army Counterinsurgency Doctrine, Field Manual 3-24. The piece of doctrine was lauded by politicians, military officers, and academics alike. However, there's a tiny flaw with the U.S.-style counterinsurgency doctrine. It's bad history. Derived from the European colonial experience, it draws heavily from the British experience in Malaya and the French experience in Algeria. The belief is simple. What principles worked in those wars will work in Afghanistan and Iraq. Sadly, they do not. My research goes against the accepted notion of American counterinsurgency. My research shows that the dogmatic, population-centric approach to counterinsurgency has failed at all levels of war. This becomes clear when examining the activation, deployment, and reflagging of the 5th Stryker Brigade Combat Team, 2nd Infantry Division. Upon redeploying home from Afghanistan in the summer of 2010, news broke that a handful of enlisted personnel from the brigade murdered innocent Afghan civilians. As the story unfolded in the pages of the Washington Post and other newspapers around the world, a narrative developed that the soldiers committed these war crimes because their commander, Colonel Harry Tunnell, rejected the hearts and mind, population-centric approach of 324, and instead focused on a more enemy-centric counter-guerrilla doctrine. Following the Army's own investigation into the matter, Tunnell was cleared of wrongdoing. However, this did not stop the negative articles and books being written about his command and comments on his counterinsurgency. But Tunnell and his unit did practice good counterinsurgency, and my research shows the kill teams were not born out of being too aggressive or following counter-guerrilla doctrine, and that the popular narrative around 5-2 and his former commander is yet another example of bad history.
That was John Mikolajczyk of American Public University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.